Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am AOE. For today, Kitten says hi, and we're going to talk about the weekly animal synchronicity. And as we get going, I'm just sharing a bit of cool stuff going on in the Dragon Den. If you've been interested for some time, you may want to go check it out and see if you're feeling like joining. Something new and cool that has started in the Dragon Den is, and you'll like this because you guys are listening to the Angel on Earth podcast. So if you enjoy the Angel on Earth podcast and would like to hear even more, I will be periodically dropping a special edition, a Dragon Den special edition episode of the podcast. And just the other day, I dropped the first Dragon Den edition episode, and it was on the topic of a really awesome recent experience. I shared all about the energetics and the human design that went into the manifestation of an entire list of thousands of people who are interested and excited to do mindfulness work, to have things like yin yoga practices, breath work, all that fun stuff, and an app to support it, and a team that's dedicated to seeing events I create to be successful. All in one day. All of this really just happened, meaning all of it came to fruition in a single day. And so if you're interested in the story behind that and a share of what maybe you can extrapolate from it for your own life, your own manifestations, feel free to check that out. It's already available in the Dragon Den. So, you know, what better time to join if you've been interested? And all sorts of fun stuff coming up for this next month. It's going to be really awesome. And it already has been. I mean, such an amazing community. I love each and every one of the beings in the community. And I can't wait to share even more with you if you choose to join. So, let's see. There's more I could share, but I'm going to just jump to animal synchronicities. So, here is this week. Oh, no, we got to go over last week's. We got to touch bases on where the sync came up for me last week. So, last week's animal synchronicity was a sea turtle. Sea turtle. Beautiful sea turtle. And I was starting to get a little bit, you know, concerned because I hadn't seen. So far, like, all of my synchronicities with the animals we've picked have come essentially in, like, a Dragon Den event. Like, a couple days or a day later from the episode when it dropped. And this week, and to be fair, there's no reason to question it from my end, at least. For you, please experiment until you can feel as confident. But I know it's going to show up. But I think with the obscurity or the differenceness of the different animals, yes, that is how I describe it, the differenceness. How they differ and how they can become maybe a little less easy to see just out your front door. I start to go, well, how's it, you know, that seems like that's kind of tricky. How could I possibly come across these things? And the truth is the universe will find a way. Universe will show you. And the universe did. It delivered again for me this past week. It was a reel, I believe, that I was watching on Instagram that my guides had kind of called me to bring my awareness and just stay a little longer. I don't actually watch a lot of reels anymore, especially if it's someone I'm not already following, if it's just a suggested one, I'm not as keen to watch them. But this one, my guides were like kind of nudging me along to just watch it. And it was longer, it was kind of taking a little longer, and I definitely am not one to watch those, meaning, like, usually if it's someone I don't know, if it's someone I'm following, I'm definitely vested, I'm interested, I like to see what people are doing. But when it's not someone I'm genuinely already interested in, I may not actually go out of my way to go into my feed and just watch a longer reel. But being nudged along, I kept watching, and sure enough, someone was painting a sea turtle on a wall in the video. And voila, there was a synchronicity. So I was like, damn, there it is. Of course. Thank you, universe. And I'm curious again if you guys ever want to share if you're seeing any of these synchronicities each week, or if not, I love to hear your experiences. It's, to each their own. I know that there is, it's going to happen for each person when it's most aligned to happen. I know that when I started to allow myself to believe the possibility that this could happen, everything shifted and things started to come about much more quickly, much more in my face and obvious. So I encourage you to play with it. Maybe even just buy into it. Experiment. Be a scientist. Just play with it scientifically. Just so you know, scientists play a lot. Like we definitely, in back in my sciencey days, you think of sciences as like these serious, very focused on like saving the world. And in all honesty, scientists are just like everyone else. They have a sense of humor. They have stuff that they're passionate about, but they also, like, the best scientists I've come across, including myself, they like to have fun. They like to have fun and be playful. And, they'll make bets with each other. And it's not always bets. Don't worry. All of this, well, the science that I worked in has been all ethical stuff, but like, they'll edge each other on and like they'll do stuff. But also it's just like, well, let's see what happens when we mix these two together. Let's see what happens when we look for this other thing. And that's how like a lot of discoveries are made. It's when, well, really a lot of discoveries are made unintentionally when no one expected it and it was a total accident. But then sometimes, people are just playing just to see, like, what if we tinker with it this way? And honestly, I feel like that's the best kind of science because the energetics there, they really do line up for some pretty cool results. Sometimes it's a little perplexing what they mean, but nonetheless, it's interesting. Anyways, I don't know why that came out. But let's go into this week's animal synchronicity, which is the snow leopard. I love snow leopards. They're so beautiful. I love all the animals. But the snow leopard is also known for self-reliance. And the message on the card is you are strongly independent and often solitary. Integrity is important for your best outcome. Cloak yourself with invisibility and walk with the shamans. Use your intuition and let your life unfold in silent perfection. Very beautiful message that snow leopard brings. I've had a thing for leopard print. If you notice in a lot of my videos, actually, if you happen to watch me on Instagram, I tend to have different clothing that has leopard print of some kind or other in there somewhere. I think I really do appreciate the leopards. They have a frequency that I resonate with strongly. And there are several words that have a connotation with being a snow leopard. Those are silence, focus, self-reliance, solitude, stealth, shaman, intuitive, integrity, independence, power, and grace. And when we have these animal synchronicities, I like to remind everyone, we're not just getting a sync to look out for this coming week. We're also getting messages of what this week has to bring, the energies, the energetics of the week. And clearly something is really shining through as the snow leopard. And I would say that it really is that higher self connection. See, we have these messages constantly being reminded, use your intuition, let your life unfold. That's being present, present in this moment, connecting with your highest guidance. And, when it says you are strongly independent and often solitary, we are all capable of being on our own and in our own energy and connecting with the highest form of self. And we're we're intended to be drawn to that when it feels right. But sometimes we can neglect that pull because of all of the other things we're distracting ourselves with. Or sometimes it's about how we're too afraid to know the truth. We don't want a little bit of self-sabotage. But we're hiding from ourselves. We are doing everything. We're not being patient. We're not wanting to put the time into connecting with self, which actually doesn't need to take that long once you start having a solid connection going. But we don't want to take the time to do that because we want to find a quicker fix. We want the simple answers for what to do to fix something or to expand or to grow. We want it from someone else who's going to give us a step-by-step plan. But we don't want to sit with ourselves. And I've been there. I was there actually a bit too much in the not too distant past. And I got a little caught off guard from myself and didn't catch how much I was straying away from highest guidance. And these come with contraries. So one of the questions is, are you experiencing emotional turmoil from a lack of solitude? And what you can kind of interpret there is when we have a lot of chaotic energy or we have a lot of swings, and it's not just kind of the day-to-day emotions that are flowing, when we like have really, really chaotic emotional energy and it's just all over, like a lot of the nervous system overload, a lot of the all sorts of energies that are just like overwhelming. That can be a really big sign that we are, number one, not in alignment, and we're not giving ourselves enough time to energetically set our days the way we want to experience them. Now, everyone's different, so do what's right for you and what you feel aligned to do. So if you feel most aligned to energetically set your day the night before, do that. If you're an early riser, you want to get up first thing in the morning, or maybe you just want to dedicate time in the morning to your own soul's growth and to having an experience that day the way you wish to experience it, then use the morning. But whatever works for you, just have something that works, that is time you are in solitude, meaning you're not, you're not in other people's energies. You're not just listening to podcasts. You're not just reading self-help books. You're not just taking courses. You're not just doing all of the things that are not connecting with self. Time with just you. And why is that important to do that? I do it in the morning. I find that to work the best. I actually do it a little bit at night and a little bit more in the morning. Meaning I set a few intentions the night before, and then when I wake up, I fully set the intentions for the day. And I could be learning a lot. But really what I'm trying to do, or not even trying, what I'm doing by having that time with just myself outside of other people's energy, I'm not allowing myself to pick up on the energetics of other people. The franticness, the stress, the pressure, the illusion of all of the things that are others or manifestations from past moments. And I'm simply creating the day, at least at the start, with the energies that my conscious mind is intending to move forward with. And that might be ease, grace, flow, support from others in my life, and whatever else I'm calling in for that day to experience. And as I do this, I am giving myself a strong platform, a strong baseline energy to experience from and grow from throughout the rest of the day. So I have a solid base of energy where maybe it's calm and supportive, and then the rest of the day doesn't stray too far from that. Once I set that solid energy to start, because the rest of the energies will build off of that. If you start in chaos, you will get more chaotic. Start in fear or anger, you'll get more fearful, more angry. So, as we go about our day with that intention and energy set from the highest of places, asking our highest self, what do we want to call in today? What is it that we're looking to experience and do today? Starting with that energy gives us the highest frequency available to at least leverage to start the day. And then we can build from there and we can keep going up. We can also go down, but we have a lot more options of ease when we can start the day with intuition, with, the nudges from self, not with whatever else might happen as soon as you start to enter other people's energies. And the next contra is, have you become unbalanced from the busyness and noise of daily life? And that's part of it. So when you haven't given yourself even, and it doesn't have to be an hour. I mean, you can do this in less than 5 minutes if you want to. And you can do it even less than that to start. Give yourself any amount of time in the morning where you're consciously present and energetically setting the day. Because as soon as you get busy, as soon as you, because then that becomes your baseline. If you start the day off going, I'm already behind and late, even I'm saying even when you are, give yourself like a minute even to energetically set the day to go much more smoothly now. If you feel like, you're falling into busyness constantly, your days are just running and you don't have any energy and everything's just happening and you have no control, there is a good indication that coming to self and asking for guidance from self and having that moment of solitude in the morning or night, that'll serve you and give you so much more clarity and so much more power in your day. And are you following your intuition? Are you really? Because I did for a good long time, and I have my fluctuations. We're intended to wake up, fall asleep, wake up, fall asleep, wake up, fall asleep. Ebbs and flows, it's all good. It's just, I know I was very focused on only receiving messages from my highest self. And then, I started to waver. I started to look to other resources for the answers. I started to look for other ways of being based on other people's stories and other people's methods. And I could see the outcome was misalignment, energetics that were wasted. Well, wasted isn't not really the greatest word to use, but maybe not, they weren't moving towards the direction I wanted to go. And when I was called out on it during an Akashic Records reading recently, and I started to come back to self, I actually stopped using my pendulum for a little while, you guys. I love my pendulum. I love using the pendulum, but I mean, it's always connecting the highest self and guides, but I also was letting myself get a little bit distracted, and I was almost making it my authority more than my highest self and intuition. Because my highest self and intuition, I can connect and tap into. And I wasn't listening for the answers from the highest self at that point. I was letting ego get in there a little bit too. And so I wasn't seeing the alignment I wanted to see. And when I started to do the higher self connection and really only make decisions from my highest self, I started to see everything unfold in a much, much more easy way, an easier way. And as I allowed myself to, and sometimes it took a little longer because I would have to get that quiet space for a moment to be present with myself to tap into that. But once I did, the guidance I got was just so clear, so beautiful, and so enlightening, and so much more expansive. And if you aren't using and following your intuition, I encourage you to build that strength, to work with your own highest self. Use this next week. Take a little time each day ask for messages. Everyone receives them in the perfect way for them. Some people are clairvoyant, some people are clairaudient, some people, you know, it's okay whatever way it comes. I tend to be both claircognizant, so that's clairknowing, and clairaudient. I also see, so clairvoyant, but it's not as strong as my clairaudience and my claircognizance. Everyone really has the ability to do all at some level, but I'd encourage you just to see what naturally feels best for you in a given moment and to trust that that's the right method for you to receive your answers. And ask your highest self to show you, give you signs, work with you with the synchronicity. Ask for messages each day. What is it you want me to do? What is it you are hoping to see? What person are we hoping to come across? What location should I go to? And ask for messages in the best way that you can receive them. And by that, I literally mean ask your highest self to give you messages in whatever the easiest and best way is for you to receive. Your highest self will know. Even if you don't know what your strongest clair is, even if you don't know how best to interpret it, you will get the guidance in the easiest way for you to receive it. And just to keep in mind, you know, there is everything that is aligned for you that is going to show up for you. You don't have to be afraid that you're going to miss out. You're never going to miss out. You can't. The things that are here for you, the gifts that you're here to receive, you're always going to get them. So this fear that, you know, if I don't do this and this, if I don't, all of this is conditioning, programming. It's not you. It's the illusion of others controlling your experience, other things, other calendars, there's nothing that can control you. And there's nothing you need to be fearful of missing out on, because it's always going to show up at the perfect time, always. It always has and it always will. So take this week, connect with your higher self, your highest self, and keep a lookout for the snow leopard synchronicities. They will come. They absolutely will come when it's best for you to see them. And with that, I will leave you to ponder all of this and more. And I hope you do work on that connection with your highest self. If you haven't already strengthened it, if you have that connection very strong, I encourage you to explore it and revisit it, because maybe, I'm not saying I know you better than you know yourself, but ask yourself, have you been honestly connecting as best as you want to? As would serve you best too? Have you genuinely been just connecting with self, or have you been taking input from everything else around you more than you have been taking input from yourself? And I'll remind you of this as well. There's something else I think important to share. If you don't, I'll say this. I'm never saying everyone needs to meditate and however much time they need to meditate. I think that's an individual choice. And if it resonates with you, it resonates with you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But what I will say is, whether you want to call it meditation, connecting with highest self, connecting with source, whatever you want to call it, if you are not willing and you do not want to spend time with just yourself in solitude, so just being with yourself, not listening to something else, not listening to a podcast or music in your headphones, just being with you. What does that tell you about your relationship with you? If you don't want to be alone with just yourself so strongly, why is that? And recognize that you might be afraid of being with just yourself, or that you have so many thoughts that are circulating that it's hard to even prioritize yourself. And remember, you're calling in manifestations. You're telling the universe you want all these things. But if you don't love and respect yourself enough to give yourself time with just you. What do you think is going to happen when the universe gets all your requests? It's going to say, well, you don't even value yourself, so why should I put my time and energy and value this relationship with you? I mean, okay, keep in mind the universe loves you. It's always going to love you. It always has. It always will. But play with this. You know, you're telling the universe how you want to be treated. And if you don't want to be with yourself alone, why would anyone else want to be with you? Why would the universe want to give you and shower you with amazing gifts if you don't even think you deserve to spend time with yourself? You don't want to give yourself the time of day. You don't want to dedicate the time to just be around you. You are conveying, and I'm not even going to apologize for this one. I'm just going to say it because it's true and I know it to be true. And I am saying this to serve you, not, I don't want to upset you, but you know, I can't control how you react or respond. So if it is triggering, just know that I love you. And I'm saying this because I love you. But the truth is, if you don't value you, and if you don't make the time, it's not always comfortable in the beginning. It's not always easy, and that's okay. But if you don't make the effort to set aside that little date time with just you, why do you think the universe thinks that you believe that you deserve anything? If you don't even believe you deserve time with yourself, you don't make that a priority, you don't value that engagement with your highest self, you're telling the universe how you want other people to treat you. So the relationships you have will be lacking. The job environments will be lacking. The housing environments will be lacking. How can the universe give you anything incredible if you don't act like you deserve it? And the first step there is letting yourself spend time with you, knowing that you are so damn important that you have set aside time to be with just you. You make time for so many other people. You make time for meetings that you don't even want to be in. You put other people higher up on the list of priorities, other activities. You might even make cleaning your toilet a higher priority on the list than just being with yourself. Don't know where that one came from, but like, it's true. We've all done this at some point. And I'm not even judging you. I'm simply saying it'll serve you best to start recognizing, number one, where are you not respecting yourself? Where are you putting everything else into a priority position over you? Because when you do that, you're telling the universe to do that to you as well. The other people in your life to do that to you as well. So you will never be a priority to the universe, to your relationships, to your coworkers. You just won't be that priority. So if you want the incredible manifestations, if you want the universe to gift you with amazing things, act like you deserve it. Value yourself. Value the time with yourself. And embrace that and eventually begin to enjoy you, because all of this needing others, and it's not to say I don't appreciate my divine partnerships and the relationships I have in my life. I absolutely do. But in our chaotic search for meaning and desire and all of these things, it's easy to get lost in the whole process and not actually honor ourselves. And when we are focused on everything else instead of that connection with self, we get inundated with chaos and things that we don't care about, things that don't matter, because we're energetically telling the universe to do that. But when we start to honor who we are and say, I am dedicating time to just me, I am supporting me, I'm so excited to be with just me, then you start telling the universe a different story. You start telling the universe, hey, I am amazing. I deserve to have everything because I am my number one person. I am the one that I honor. I should be honored. I should be receiving gifts. I should be treated right. then the universe will go, oh, of course, well, of course we'll do, we'll take care of that right away. And that's when the relationship lands. That's when all of the pieces start to fall into place. That's when the house shows up. That's when the job shows up. The career shift shows up. All of this happens, but it takes actually conveying to the universe that you're worthy of receiving these things. And step one is being there for yourself and just being okay with being alone with yourself. So I'll leave it there for now. I love you lots. Bye.